Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel 15, verses 13 to 16 says, "And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, 'Blessed be you to the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord.' And Samuel said, 'What then is the bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen that I hear?' Saul said, 'They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have devoted to destruction.' Then Samuel said to Saul, 'Stop! I will tell you what the Lord said to me this night.' And he said to him, 'Speak.' Liar. Saul is a blatant liar or deceived. Either way he loses, Saul had a better plan than God had. In his mind, Saul had taken over the leadership of the people from God. Saul must have thought that God would be impressed that he went above and beyond what God asked him to do. God is never impressed when we attempt to do more than we are asked to do. It is the same as doing less than we're asked to do. Those who love God and obey God are genuinely brokenhearted for those who disobey. Helen Plumtree wrote, "It is the distinguishing mark of God's children that they sigh and cry for the offenses and affronts committed against their God. One prophet wished that his head were waters and his eyes a fountain of tears, that he might weep day and night," Jeremiah 9:1. Another declared, "His tears ran like rivers because men kept not God's law," Psalm 119:136. Another said he had continual sorrow in his heart for his unconverted brethren, Romans 9:2. And when God would point out the grand mark by which his own were to be known, he said, "Go through the midst of the city, the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that have been done in the midst thereof," Ezekiel 9:4. "When wickedness is going on in the streets or in the secret chambers, do you shut your door about you and cry unto the Lord all night? Or do you look on with something like interest and smile when you ought to sigh and laugh when you ought to weep?" A teacher once spoke of children laughing at somebody else's disobedience. And she said to them, "Now, girls, you have made her sin your own. Those of you who could laugh at it could do it." You can tell much about someone by what amuses them and by what saddens them. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.